On Monday, it told me, completely in passing, that I'd decided not to go ahead with a thing. I had not decided that. And when I asked where it got that from, what came back was that it remembered me saying so in a previous conversation. No transcript, no file, nothing I could open, just a claim about my own past.
What did you do with that?
Argued with it for 10 minutes, which felt ridiculous. It's the third time something like that has happened this year, and the fix everyone offers is to switch memory off, which sounds like asceticism to me, giving up a feature that works because doing without it is somehow purer.
It has nothing to do with purity, and it isn't really about privacy either, which is where most people put it. It's about whether a thing can be wrong in a way you're able to find. There are two ways a session can know something. It can know it because the platform carried it forward from an earlier conversation through a process you did not see and cannot read. Or it can know it because it read a file, one that sits in a folder you own, that you can open right now, that Git has a history of, and that you can correct with an edit that takes 11 seconds. From inside the conversation, those two are indistinguishable. It says the same sentence with the same confidence either way.
Everything I've read treats memory as the headline feature, though. It's the thing they put on the front of the box.
For most people, it is one, and I'd not argue with that. It accumulates quietly, the tool feels like it knows you, and that's pleasant. But it's the wrong mechanism the moment the thing is holding your actual life rather than helping you draft emails. Because the pleasant version and the version that just invented a decision you didn't make are the same mechanism, running the same way, on a different Tuesday. You don't get to have one without the other, and you can't tell which one you're in.
Both of those are still just it knowing something. Practically, what does the difference get me?
One of them can be audited. That's the whole of it. If it read a file, I can go and look at the file, and there are only three possible outcomes. The file says what it claimed, in which case I wrote something wrong months ago, and now I know. Or the file doesn't say that, in which case the problem is in its reading, and I have an example to point at. Or there is no such file, in which case it made it up, and that is a different and much more serious conversation. All three of those are progress. With the invisible kind, there is one outcome, which is the two of you disagreeing about your own past with no evidence on the table.
What does the failure actually look like when it happens? Because so far it's been mildly annoying rather than serious.
It's never dramatic, and that's what makes it worth caring about early. It's that you slowly lose the ability to answer one very simple question, which is, why did it think that? It'll make an inference that surprises you, not a wild one, a plausible one, and the honest answer to where it came from is unavailable to both of you. You can't diff it, you can't quote the line that caused it. All you can do is try to talk it out of a belief whose origin neither of you can locate. Which is a bad position on Monday, and a much worse one in 3 years, because the amount of your life inside it only ever goes up. The belief you can't trace this year is about a project. The one you can't trace in 3 years is about a person.
That's more or less what Monday felt like, actually. I couldn't work out whether to correct it or just let it go, because I didn't know what I'd be correcting.
And there's a second failure underneath that one, which is much quieter, because nothing ever goes visibly wrong. It couples things you deliberately kept apart.
Couples them how? Keeping things apart is the one part of this I thought I was already doing properly.
Say I work on one venture in the morning and a different one in the afternoon. What I want the afternoon session to have is the operating rules, how I like things written, what it's allowed to do, where things get filed. What I do not want it to have is the morning venture's specifics, because those aren't relevant, and some of them shouldn't travel at all. Automatic memory makes that call for me, using a policy I didn't write and can't read, and it makes it silently. I only ever find out when something leaks the wrong way, and by then it's already been doing it for weeks.
You could argue that's the upside, though. That's cross-pollination. It notices something in the morning that's relevant at 4.
It does, sometimes, and those moments feel great. The problem is that you don't get to choose, and the cases where it's wrong are exactly the cases you'd have wanted to prevent, and you'd never have thought to prevent them because you didn't know the caring was happening at all. A benefit you can't turn off is a policy, not a feature.
Fine. What do I actually do instead? Off isn't a practice, it's an absence.
The practice is making every piece of carried forward knowledge a thing on disk, and it comes down to a habit at the end of a session rather than anything technical. When a session has produced something durable, a decision, a rule, a shape you settled on after arguing about it for an hour, you ask for it to be written to a file before you close the window. Not a summary of the conversation, the thing that survives it. The moment it's a file, it's reviewable, it's diffable, and it outlives the session, which the conversation itself does not.
That's homework at the end of every session. And I'll skip it precisely on the days I'm tired, which is most days, and then I've got the worst of both. No memory and no file either.
You will skip some, and here's the part that makes it survivable. Skipping is visible. Nothing got written, so nothing carried. And next week you find out immediately, rather than getting a confident half version of what you meant. The trade is real, and it's small. You do slightly more work at the end of a session, and considerably less work 6 weeks later, when something is wrong and you need to find out why. That's the entire bargain, and the second half of it is invisible until the first time you need it.
But then a session starts cold every single time. How does it know anything?
It knows whatever is in the folder it's standing in, and that turns out to be the useful design rather than the limitation. A session run inside the vault knows my ventures and the people in them because the vault is right there to be read. A session run inside a project folder knows that project and nothing about the rest of my life. That felt like a constraint for about a fortnight and then stopped, because it's the boundary doing exactly the job I wanted done, and unlike the invisible kind, I can move it. If the afternoon session should know something, I put the file where it will read it. That's a decision I make once, in a place I can point at.
And when it doesn't know something, it obviously should? Because that's the moment I'd be reaching to switch the feature back on.
Then the gap is visible, and a visible gap is a repair. The fix is a file it should have read and didn't, so you write that file once, and it holds for every session from then on. Compare that with an invisible memory failing to carry something forward. There's nothing to repair. There's no mechanism to point at, no file to add, no line to change. You can only hope it does better next time. And hoping is not a position you want to be in about the thing that holds your calendar.
Does portability come into this? Everyone gets there eventually.
It falls out, rather than being a reason to do it. Everything the system knows is written down instead of sitting in somebody's store on terms you don't control. So another person could pick that folder up, or another model, or the same model a year from now. That's genuinely nice, and I wouldn't lead with it. I'd lead with Monday. In this arrangement, you'd have opened the file, read the sentence, and either corrected a line you'd written badly in July, or found out that you did say it and had forgotten. Either one of those ends the argument in a minute.